All right, welcome to episode 108. We should refer to this as a therapy session.
For sure.
About the latest episode of The Walking Dead.
Yes, a lot happened. It was very brutal. Chances are if you watched it, you felt the same way. If you haven't watched it, spoilers. But we're going to talk through what happened and what we think is going to happen. And really, the reaction from a lot of people has been mixed. So this is A Gal and a Gay.
Okay, again, this is episode 108. I am Mick, along with Kitty.
Hello.
And a lot of spoilers. The spoiler alert.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
So if you haven't watched the season premiere of season 7 of The Walking Dead, don't listen to us because we're going to spoil it. So you've been warned.
So it's been 2 days now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
You know, I mean, I liked the episode a lot, and I liked what they did with the deaths. And I mean, granted, it was very graphic and brutal, but it didn't really bother me that much, honestly, as much as it's bothered a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
It was emotionally devastating, I would say, out of everything. So, I mean, I think it was a solid season premiere, really.
Yeah, I can see everyone's point, though.
Yeah, no, I definitely see the point.
Mm-hmm. We all watched it together, and one of our friends who was also with us, I think, and I talked to him again today, he said, I think I'm done. I think this was it. He's like, because how much more of this are we going to have to endure? Like, they need an endpoint.
They do need an endpoint. I agree.
More than just, oh, we're going to survive. Like,
yeah.
Let's do something productive. Mm-hmm. Like, I was reading an article today that said, how The Walking Dead should end. It should be that everything that our group of survivors have gone through, it should be leading up to something, whether that's for some reason there's a government, you know, like there's
yeah.
a cure. And then the last season, and I think this is brilliant, or the last half of the final season should be how they build society back up
after they
have killed people. They have killed,
No.
And it's like, that would be great. I don't think they're going to do that. But that's
how it
should
be. I wonder what their end point is going to be. Because, I mean, there can't be too many seasons left. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just given, aside from Supernatural, given the natural run of most television shows, I would say 10 seasons. So, I mean, they have to have an end point or, you know, game plan in mind, right?
Yeah, and I don't want it to end. And I think a lot of fans are the same way. They don't want it to end up where quality is going to go downhill, and then they're going to be like, okay, we have to end it after the season because people
exactly.
have stopped watching.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, why don't we find an endpoint right now?
I appreciate a series that will know its endpoint and run it out to that course, and not instead of
mm-hmm.
retroactively being like, oh God, now we got to wrap things up because it's not going to last. But anyway, right. Yeah. So I don't know. And I don't know how far Kirkman's going with the comic, like if that's
he said 200 and they're at 150 right now.
Oh, okay. See, so you know, I don't know. And if it is it going to end the same way
it's
in
not.
The comic,
they've said that
okay.
too, that
okay.
it's not going to end the same way.
So,
but
I do think you need, after all the shit that this group has been through, you need something to end in a happier note or a hopeful note, you know, instead of constant
mm-hmm. right, but,
turmoil.
But look at our group.
Yeah.
Who's left from the original?
Rick, Carl.
Carol. And Daryl.
Daryl, yeah. That's exactly.
It.
I know.
There are four left.
Yeah, I know.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously Rick's going to make it to the end.
Yes.
There are too many. I mean, this show is built around Rick. They
yeah.
can't change that.
Yeah.
The whole episode, the first episode, was all his point of view, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why, from what I read, I mean, that's why we didn't see who died until 20 minutes in to the season premiere, because it was us experiencing it with Rick as he's reliving it. We didn't see it happen. We saw it play back in Rick's
mind.
And
I like the way they did that, honestly. You know, at the beginning, you know, they did that cold open, and I was like, oh God, they're going to drag us out for the whole episode. But I think I'm glad they eventually got to it sooner than they did. And I think it helped. I was listening to another podcast, and they were saying, you know, like, they were split on how it should have. Like, one of them, the host of the podcast, thinks that the death scene should have been included last season because the emotional impact. He said, you know, like after 6 months, I just don't have the emotional connection that I had at the end of last season. But then that's the other, you know, that's why they spent so much time.
Right.
The first 20 minutes.
But yeah. Here's what I would have done.
Oh God. Sorry. The dog's here.
The dog is here with his squeaky toy.
Squeaky toy.
The only squeaky toy in the entire house. But here's how I think they should have done it. They should have, again, I'm with them on that there should have been, we had two deaths. So why not have Abraham, the first one, go first?
Yeah.
And then Daryl makes it. And then he's like, all right, now someone else is.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, but then I guess everyone's like, well, it's going to be Glenn now. But,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But still, I mean.
Yeah, I agree with
that. The cliffhanger worked for them.
It did work.
Even though
love or hate it. I didn't love it when it happened, but I made peace with it. And then it came back. And it was still very impactful for me, at least. Especially when we get to the after. The aftermath of it all.
Which is was the worst part.
Yes, absolutely. It was the worst part, the most emotional part.
Because
I
can cover my eyes during that.
Yeah.
You can't when all of the saviors leave.
Yeah, and they're left there alone with the dead.
The decisions that they've made.
Exactly.
Where they're at, why two
what
of
just
their
happened,
friends
you know,
are dead.
And obviously Rick's beaten down, broken, you know, and just devastated. They're all devastated. You know, and to see Maggie cry over Glenn and all of them actually was just really sad. That was the first time I've ever cried in the show. So, yeah.
Well, and another thing I was just thinking about was, you know, everyone's talking about Daryl's guilt, Rick's guilt, all this stuff. But Maggie has a guilt too.
Definitely.
Because they were there because of her.
Yes, definitely. Exactly.
And basically, she's probably trying to and the character is probably trying to process, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, I mean,
if
she even
said
that same one, you know, you're already here because of me. Just go back. I will go alone, you know. Yeah. So, and obviously, they're not going to do that. But yeah, I thought it was very emotionally impactful. And the whole scene where Negan's forcing Rick to almost cut off Carl's hand was really good too. So yeah.
And then again, how many times do we have to see Rick get to his rock bottom? I mean,
I know.
We've seen this several times throughout the series.
Yeah, this is
like,
different
it's the
though.
Same.
I don't know. This is a different. It's I don't know. I feel like it's different just because it is, especially after the whole Ricktatorship. After the governor, you know, he wanted this. You're gonna do things my way, and now he's finally met somebody who's kind of beat him down. And he's going to have to conform to somebody else.
I just feel like, okay, enough with the way they're doing the story. Like, we've seen the, okay, Rick is beaten down. Rick builds back up. Rick, for some reason, is beaten back down. I think this is enough. I think we don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, let's try something new. Let's try something, every season is back to, oh, who's going to die? Who, you know, they're in a new place. It's safe. It's not, I mean, Terminus, this, that.
Yeah.
How are they getting out of this? It's like, can we end a
it
season
definitely is
a
the,
little bit differently?
The same formula over and over again.
Same.
Yeah, definitely.
Over and over.
But I don't know. I wonder if what Negan's done to Rick now is going to change his leadership style moving forward, you know, because I mean, I'm sure he's going to bounce back. They're going to rally. They're going to defeat Negan. But I mean, from then on, is it going to change? I wonder, you know, or are they going to live like a unified community with all the other, you know, like the hilltops and the kingdoms or.
Well, apparently what if we can look at the comics as some kind of guide roadmap of where we're headed. I mean, basically Rick is like, yep, it's Negan's world and I'm not doing anything. You know, we've lost too many people and it doesn't matter. I'm done. But then it's Maggie who steps up and, you know.
Yeah, and they've already kind of shown that because, I mean, the second that the saviors were gone, she's like, okay, we got to fight them. We got to, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah.
Okay, so we talked before, obviously, our last podcast. We were talking about what do we think? Who is going to die? We were both pretty much right on the money. And I thought it even before I read anything about the spoiling day.
That's true. That's absolutely true. We had both speculated that it would be Glenn and Abraham. Far before the spoiler fan sites pretty much confirmed it. So, yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of still kind of torn on the Glenn decision. I mean, I seeing it was super impactful, right. But I also feel like, I don't know, I was a little disappointed also.
But we were watching The Talking Dead.
Yes.
And Steven was like, I didn't want that to go to anybody else.
Yeah, exactly, which I really appreciate. Yeah.
And I'm like, that is something you don't hear from an actor very often. Like, I think because, I knew somebody was going to be killed off, and I wanted to not have a paycheck anymore.
Exactly.
You know, like, yes. But, you know,
it was because it was such a big moment in the books, yes. Yeah. You know, a real turning point, I guess, in the story. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that.
So I did appreciate the way they did a twist on that. Because, number mm-hmm. one, Daryl's not in the comics.
Yes.
He's not a character in the comics. Mm-hmm. Also, Abraham, at that point in the comics, he's already dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, that's kind of, I mean, basically exactly what we were talking about last season. Abraham is this huge guy. Like, yes. If you're Negan, that's who you are. Obviously, you're trying to beat the leader down.
Yes.
You're not going to touch the kid.
Yeah.
Not the women, probably.
But you're going to pick the biggest guy in the group.
Absolutely.
And kill him. Yeah, exactly.
So that was smart on their part that they were able, okay, we're going to keep Abraham around until this moment. And then that will be where we use him mm-hmm. for storyline purposes. And then we still, I mean, looking back on it, it had to be Glenn.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It had to be Glenn. Especially
because there was no other character, even though Abraham had connections with Sasha and Rosita.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as impactful to anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have anyone else in there
that
it could have been that emotional.
Yeah.
And to have that moment where he's like, I'll find you.
Yeah.
I mean.
I know.
And, like, it looked exactly like it was
like in the comic. I know. You know, and you forget how far Glenn's character has come. You know, they did that whole montage on The Talking Dead, and mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I mean, he's been here since season 1 and he's grown so much. And it's just like, that was really sad to watch it at
mm-hmm.
that memorial package. Yeah. So
the in memoriam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I just hope they really take, I really hope that the rest of the season is, I mean, obviously they're going to focus on the saviors and getting back at them, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But I think we need to see something different from The Walking Dead now. If this is a reset, like they keep saying,
yes.
If you're going to reset this show, it can't be the same shit
mm-hmm.
every single
season. Yeah, that's true. Season. Yeah, every season. Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, okay, what's going to happen with Negan? Like, because we know that he's still around in the comic books.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can stretch Negan out that long. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, by the way, is fantastic as Negan. He's an awful, awful character, but an awesome character at the mm-hmm. same time. So I'm glad he's around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I guess the question is, who do you think is going to, in the end, who do you think is going to be the one to kill him?
I hope because it's Maggie.
Because he will die.
Yeah, he will die. Yeah. I hope it's Maggie. I think that would be the best justice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you can tell she's already fired up about it, and she's only going to get angrier as she, you know, goes along, and if she has a child and all that, so.
I will say that was the one part that really didn't fit for me. All of a sudden, she's okay after 12 hours of...
Well,
stomach.
I mean, she was still kind of struggling, but I mean, also, I mean, her husband did just die.
She could barely get up.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
I don't know, I was like, oh, like...
I don't know, that didn't bother me. I felt it was fine.
If she was really in any kind
of... Yeah, but she was so...
Yeah, I guess...
Sad, upset...
Adrenaline would
angry
kick in, but...
about Glenn dying. I mean, you know, she's gonna push through it, and...
So, okay, here's the thing. Yeah. So, does she lose the baby?
I don't know. I mean, God, she's already been through enough, right?
Well, remember, she didn't remember she had a sister for a while.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Another thing that irks me about this show is that the character development is sort of there,
mm-hmm.
but we never have time to really flesh out.
Yes. Yes.
And like the article about Abraham flashing the peace
sign.
Yeah,
I know.
I remember watching during the show, and I'm like, what is he doing with his hands? I don't know what he's doing.
I know. And I was like, and then he flashes it
with Sasha.
Yeah.
Well, that was two seasons ago.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that
if you're
going
to set something like that
six months ago. I don't know. You needed a flashback or something.
Yeah.
To show that and be like, yeah, I think that, I don't know.
Or even when it's, I never, never recognize that.
I only read, after reading the articles, I still do. Oh, yeah, okay. I do kind of, I remember the stuff, but I never thought it was a special thing or sign between the two.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought it was their special thing.
Right.
So.
Because there are too many characters.
Yes.
And
honestly, I think the Sasha Abraham storyline moved very quickly. I liked where they were going with it, but I do think it just moved a little quickly and they didn't develop it enough. I don't think. Yeah.
And we also were talking after watching the episode, the fact that Eugene and Abraham had a tighter bond than the others.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just like,
you know, and they did a lot of great things last season with building up that relationship. And there were a few moments in the premiere where they did show Eugene visibly upset, obviously, but it's still,
it didn't,
I,
I'm like, why?
I think,
oh, he's upset. But
yeah.
Like, oh,
I think
Abraham
it could have been
yeah.
way more impactful because you feel bad for Eugene because he was his best friend. He saved his life and all that stuff. So I do think they could have. Yeah, I agree. I think there's too many characters and they're sometimes trying to mash up too many things and it just doesn't.
I did think it was interesting that they mentioned why he couldn't look at Sasha.
Yes.
It's because of the way they filmed it last year when they didn't know who was going to get bashed
that
in the head.
That makes sense, yeah.
That because it was a whole point of view those last few seconds and that person, it we now know as Abraham, didn't look either way. So,
yeah,
and I did think that, and you know, looking back on it, God, if that had been Glenn, he wouldn't have looked at Maggie. Like,
I know.
That person looked straight ahead. And then, of course, that's why, it was Michael Cutlass, who came up with the idea of flashing the peace sign when they were actually shooting the death scene. Because and that continuity, I really appreciate.
Yes, absolutely.
That an actor would pay attention to something like that.
Yes.
And add that, so. So dissecting the episode, the ratings were huge. Not the biggest Walking Dead.
No, not the biggest. I don't remember the numbers, but it was still a huge premiere.
It was the second.
You know, and as far as what people thought of it, it's kind of mixed. I know a lot of critics didn't enjoy it. A lot of people thought it was too gory. We've talked about this. I mean, it was very gory and brutal. Didn't bother me. Stuff doesn't bother me, but you know, some people are.
Well, this is cable television.
Yeah.
I mean,
and there, but there's, have you read this article about the Parents Television Council?
Oh, well,
they
need
bullshit.
Press.
Exactly. Yeah,
they need
exactly.
Press.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. But I'm just like, if you're letting your kids watch this show, what do you expect? And anyway, it's just, I don't know. It's a show about zombies. It's going to be brutal. And we've been talking about it for months. I mean, if you do any sort of reading or research, even just casually about The Walking Dead, you know that's a really brutal moment in the comics. And so don't be surprised when it's super gory on the show. So, I don't know. But, you know, they chopped off Herschel's head and they killed Lizzie.
This is the first
super gory episode. I mean, it was brutal, but I'm not surprised. You know, it was. Anyway, that's just me.
I just can't wait to see what happens when Carol meets Negan.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
But hopefully it's still that Carol.
I hope so too.
Could,
I know.
She could be reverting back to timid. Not necessarily timid.
Timid.
Carol.
I think what's going to happen is, you know, her and Morgan at the kingdom. And I think Morgan's going to sort of sway her into his line of thinking. I don't think completely. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's Carol's, you know, because he did shoot that guy at the end of last season.
So he has some shit to deal with.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be a different Carol, but I hope still the badass Carol is still there.
But I think we're looking at a hookup between
Carol
and
definitely.
Warren.
I think
you're setting that up. And we called that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even
definitely.
The beginning of last season when he just arrived at Alexandria.
Yeah, I definitely. That's going to turn into a hookup for sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
I think now, though, The Walking Dead really needs to just focus on some core characters.
Yes.
They need to focus on... And then, like, even one article meant about... Or even mentioned about Michonne and Carl and how her... Why she...
Yes.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that they're... I mean, because there are so... It's just so
and even they talked about that on The Walking Dead, yeah. And I said, you know, like, she's trying to... you know, protect Carl, or she, you know, she's trying to reason with,
yeah,
with Negan to save Carl, but you know,
because they have that bond.
But I'm like, yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. They do, and we've seen it here and there. But again, I think they need to
work
on that some more too. Right. I agree. Yeah.
As much as we complain about The Walking Dead having slow episodes and stuff, they need to work. It doesn't necessarily have to be a slow episode.
Yeah.
They just need slow moments.
Yes.
Slower moments, and they need to just focus on key relationships and key characters.
Yes.
Because I feel like there's just too much. Like we mentioned, you know, Denise was shot by an arrow through the eye. She is dead. Tara doesn't know. Tara, we haven't seen Tara
for four or five episodes. She's still at Alexandria?
No, she's out on a run.
That's right.
I mean, this is what I'm...
Yeah, exactly.
They do it slow, but in a really
not a big deal, but you know, they made a point to show that, you know, Denise and Tara were together that, you know, that Denise was happy with her and all these things. Yeah, you're right. And then Denise dies, which was really sad.
Well, and then they started to develop the Denise and Daryl friendship.
Yeah, I know.
Within the same episode, she died. Terror. Here's the thing.
I know.
We don't need those. We don't need that. It was a great character part.
Yeah.
We don't need it. If you're going to end up killing, we don't need it.
Right, I know.
It's a waste of time.
She was a great character. Yeah, and I think they did the Daryl stuff, I think, because they, you know, because she's going to die soon, so they want people to feel something for her. But yeah, you know, yeah, it is kind of, I don't know. We get a really awesome character for one season, and then she dies. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, which you can complain about Game of Thrones that way, but... Game of Thrones isn't a fan. I mean, this is apocalypse, can't happen. But you know what I mean? Like, we can relate to to a Walking Dead more than we can relate to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And we expect that from Game of Thrones. And obviously now we're expecting it from The Walking Dead because they just can randomly kill off someone that we start to really like. But they just, I don't know. I just feel like they do the show a disservice when they do, because it's hard to really get a grasp of, oh yeah, Sasha and Abraham, because it's not something we see every other episode.
True, yeah.
Where they have this bond or whatever, or then it's like, you know, it was Eugene and Abraham for so long, and then, he's fucking a girl now, bros, hoes before bros.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is fine too, but...
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, I love this show, but there's a lot of things that they don't do, they could do better at, you know, that could make it so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then going back to that list of how many episodes each character is in.
Oh, yeah. Maggie's only in like
two episodes. Three. She's in one.
The first half of the season.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But Spoiling Dead says she's not going to show. She'll show up in three.
Yeah.
And then she won't show up again until eight or nine.
I don't know. Yeah.
For the first half of the season.
So it makes you. I don't know. Then what are we doing? I don't know. But,
right.
But I imagine. I mean, we're next episode is the kingdom. I'm sure we'll see some of them. Some going to Hilltop probably with Maggie. I'm sure we'll get an episode with Alexandria. I'm sure we're going to get an episode Daryl with Negan's folks. You know,
well,
like,
we're going to get a Negan backstory episode.
Negan backstory, exactly.
Which I don't care. You know what I mean?
I like it. I mean, I like
not
to
a whole episode.
I don't know. We
about.
Don't need a whole
a
episode.
Whole
no,
governor's episode.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We don't need a whole episode. I like to see the backstory.
Yeah.
Definitely, especially someone as bad as this couldn't have always been this bad, right? Yeah. You like to see what propelled them into this craziness, but yeah, I agree. Although I honestly don't think I would be upset with a whole episode of Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Negan, honestly.
I know, but here's the thing, but we're wasting time.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're wasting time.
You're wasting time.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see some of the characters that we love the most because we have to have a full Negan episode.
Yeah.
And then it kind of takes you out of the moment. Oh, why are they sad again? Oh, yeah. Well, it was three episodes ago that Glenn and Abraham died. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, like, it's just, they need to keep going with that. And just, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
agree. Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to change at all
this
season.
They have a formula.
And they won't change until, guess what?
Nobody's watching.
Until nobody's watching.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then, guess what? It's too late.
Exactly. You know, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I just, you know, every season I think this could be the season that's really good. And, I mean, last season was good overall. And the season before that, they have really great episodes. But there are things where you're, like, pulling your hair out. Because you're like, why are you doing it this way? And so every season you hope, maybe this will be the time they don't.
And even last season, there was quite a stretch from the time we knew Negan was going to arrive till the time we actually seen Negan.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's like, really? We're doing that? Okay, we attacked them. But then we're doing, you know, it's like, he was so drug out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have Negan around for at least two seasons.
Oh, at least.
I mean, before the battle, because I think in the comics, spoiler, they do fight back and they band together.
All the kingdoms come
exactly.
together.
Exactly. But I'm sure we won't see that till into next season, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I know.
There's just so, and here's another thing. We now have two other colonies that we're going to be introduced to.
That's true. We got to see the kingdom.
That's a lot.
You know, we've seen a little bit of the hilltop. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
I think there's still more to do there, especially with the creepy leader that they have. I wonder if.
Oh, spoiler alert. I think he dies and Maggie becomes.
That's what I was like. I think that's what happens. For some reason, that popped in my brain. I thought so. So, yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's going to have to happen.
I know.
And more characters, more this,
yes, more
that.
Yes, more characters,
and
yes.
Again, like, I asked you the night, is Aaron's boyfriend still alive?
I don't know.
We haven't seen him for an entire season.
I know, we haven't seen him since somewhere last season. I don't even remember the last time we saw him.
I think it was like episode 3 or 4 of last season.
I feel it might have been. I mean, I think the last time I remember seeing him was when
the zombies got into Alexandria.
Yes.
And everyone starts fighting.
Yes.
Last time. Aaron comes back. There was no reunion.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Nothing. I mean.
I know. And again, there was that. There's that relationship. And there was that their relationship with Daryl. And they're like, buddy. You know, like. Which
fantastic.
Is great. Exactly. We haven't seen any of that. And now, I mean, obviously we're not going to. At least anytime in the near future.
Right.
But yeah, there's these little moments that they introduce and are great.
Well, and look at the Jesus episode with Daryl and Rick.
Exactly!
Well, we have to give Jesus enough time to grow his actual facial hair instead of having the fake facial hair. But it's like...
Yeah.
So now it's like when they're going to come back and they're going to be, but you're like, what? Like, they had that really good episode. Like,
yeah. I agree. I think it's a little too slapdash sometimes with their character development, maybe. I don't know. It's just they don't do it enough, I think. Right. Which I understand is because they have too much story to get to. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
We'll be a showrunner for that show one day. So.
One day.
They've already had three.
For all its faults, I still love The Walking Dead, and I'm not going to give
say
it up.
I'm not going to say I love it.
I love it.
I don't love it.
And I'm not, but I'm not going to give it up. I'm not going to abandon a series I've watched for 7 years.
Clearly with Supernatural,
just because one episode.
Well, it's not one episode,
but still.
What shows have you given up on? You've given up on some. Come on.
I mean, I have.
Right.
I mean, I can't remember. I mean, Nashville pretty much. I'm like, kind of over that. Although I still go back and watch it, even though I say don't.
You gotta watch the new season.
I mean, American Horror Story, I gave up on the last season.
Oh, yeah, me too. And you came back to it.
And I came back to it because, you know, luckily it's an anthology series, so they have a chance to get it right. And this season, so far, it's been okay. I don't know. I mean,
I enjoy The Walking Dead. I don't love it. I don't love it like I used to.
I think it's because, you know, I want it to be good, and like I just want to keep watching it because I am invested in the story. I mean, overall, you know, it's like it's very interesting to me, and I do like the characters, so I'm just not going to just give it up. So there's still enough interest there to hold me, even if they do stupid storytelling things. So
I am going to watch Westworld instead. I mean, I'm still going to watch Walking Dead, but not until the next day.
Yeah.
No, I Westworld is...
Westworld's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's as confusing as hell.
It's confusing as
fuck.
Anyway.
All right. Well, let us know what you guys think. Obviously, clearly, we would love to read any of your comments or posts or messages or whatever. You can always... Well, we're always on Facebook. And I'll post an article tonight, one of the latest ones of The Walking Dead. And please comment. Of course, we are a gal and a gay on Facebook.
We're also a gal and a gay on Twitter. You can follow us. I generally try to tweet during The Walking Dead. I was tweeting during the premiere. So, yeah, so follow us and tweet us. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. Excuse me. Yeah.
And you can also rate us on iTunes. We're on Podbean, Stitcher, all those good places.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast, you can find us. Yeah, so please like us and listen to us. We'd appreciate it.
Cool. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening.
All right, bye.